I don't care how we start, you know. I think it's all about how we finish, you know. When you look at Sunday, we put up 37 points. You know, we were before the four-minute drive, and we had to run the ball on third down and on fourth down. We finished 40-something percent on third down. When you look at us statistically, there's some of the things we're doing. You know, total offense may not be there, but, you know, what we're doing and beginning to do is special. So I look at the positives. You know, we put up 37 points. That's special. I mean, it's just the next game, you know. I'm confident where we're at on the offense side of the ball. I'm confident where we're at as a team. It's going to be some tough matchups. You know, I look at my individual matchup. This is a team where, you know, I'm going to have some one-on-one coverage with their Pro Bowl corner, Joseph. Battled against him a few times, and he's a top three corner in this league right now. He's playing the position better than most guys out there right now. He's confident. He's tough to play against. The way he plays his technique, how he plays within the system. So, you know, I'm gonna have my work cut out for me this Sunday, and you know, we'll have to lean a little bit on, you know, Earl and Devin in our running game. But, you know, we have the guys to get it done. I mean, I think you guys have to understand we're not going to look like the New England Patriots. We're not going to look like, you know, New Orleans Saints offense. We're the Chicago Bears offense. You know, we scored 37 points last week. You know, we have great receivers. We have one of the best running backs. We have one of the best quarterbacks, one of the best closers in the game. You know, we have passionate coaches. So we are the Chicago Bears, and that's how we're going to win games. So it's not going to look like, you know, New Orleans or Green Bay, New England Patriots, you know, Denver Broncos. We're going to do it our way. We have new pieces. We have people who have moved to different places, and, you know, it's just experience, you know. So the more experience we get, the more time that we have under our belt, I think the better we'll get.
Is that a this year thing or a next year thing?
I'm thinking 2015. Man, we have goals. We want to win now. We're doing a good job of it, and, you know, now, will we be the number one offense this year? You know, I don't know, but, you know, doesn't look like it. But what we're doing is effective. We just have to be a little bit more productive and start a little faster. Well, I do that every single play still. You know, even this game, I was watching film and I was covering. I'm putting my hand up, like, throw the ball up. And I'm shaking my head because we were watching film on the way back from the game, me and Jay and I. And I was just like, that's terrible. all receivers think they're open. But, no, Jay has a great feel. You know, I'm shocked. You know, I think that's that's where he's better at. You know, he's not forcing it to me. I mean, I'm getting a bunch of targets. You know, I have a decent amount of receptions, but he's not forcing it, man. I mean, we're just taking advantage of opportunity. You know, he knows exactly when I'm doubled, when they're rolling coverage, when they're trying to be a little tricky and lean a little bit my way. And he just tells me be patient because he sees it. He has a great feel for the game, and I think that's what makes him special. That's his title. He's the closer. You know, I've been looking for a nickname for Jay, and I think it's going to be the closer. You know, so fourth quarter time, crunch time, he has that aura about him, you know, that it, you know, just spills just greatness, you know. And you know, great players, it's how you finish. You know, whether it's the second half of the season or a second half or the last 2 minutes, you know, it's how you finish. You know, and he has that, and that's what makes him special. Well, they say 70% of the game is mental and 30% is physical. Some believe it more than others. I really believe it, and what's special about him is, you know, that 70% is amazing. You know, he's one of the smartest football players I've been around. You know, it's like playing chess against him. You know, just the time I practiced against him in OTAs and camp, yeah, it was frustrating, you know, but it made me better. It made me a better chess player, a better student of the game. So I'm thankful to go against him and see how he works on a daily basis.